The Assembly this spring is considering whether to set an 8 cents a kilowatt hour rate for some buildings owned by the borough. Initially, that discussion included the borough-owned school and hospital facilities. However, earlier this month, the Assembly decided only to offer the discount to the schools and pool and advanced an ordinance in first reading with that change. Petersburg Medical Center CEO Liz Woodyard asked for the hospital to be included in the reduced rate.
The savings of $41,000 per year would be very helpful to the hospital. When we first started meeting, we met with borough, school, and hospital representatives to talk about ways to be more efficient and to reduce cost that all of us will be having because, of course, with the state budget, we're getting cuts and various federal programs are going away. And so we thought it would be a good way to reduce some of the burden on both the schools and the borough buildings and the hospital.
The reduced rate was one idea for spending down a surplus that the Petersburg Municipal Power and Light has built up. It's also seen as a way to help out the bottom line of some borough departments, the schools and hospital, and ease the budget pressure from anticipated loss of federal funding. Assembly members have been reluctant to use the money generated by all electrical customers for just public government buildings. Medical Center Board President Darlene Whitethorne asked the Assembly to reconsider.
It's not a large amount of money, and as Liz said, we want to use that money either for capital projects, which we have a lot of them coming up, or put into our building fund, because that may be an issue down the line too.
The initial list of 15 borough buildings could have totaled nearly $238,000 in lost revenue to the electrical department. Of that, the school's savings is estimated at just over $96,000 a year, and the hospital would see savings of $41,000. Assemblymember Bob Lynn voted against a reduced rate for any of the buildings earlier this month and said he'd continue to vote that way.
I think it's inappropriate for us to take an enterprise fund, take funds out of it, and let other people have reduced rates, but then allow the rest of the users to pay increased rates. And we're talking just with what we've changed here, almost $100,000 a year. So somebody's got to pick up the difference. And I think it's inappropriate to do it this way. I'm not against funding, you know, schools and hospitals, but I think this is the inappropriate way to do it.
But some on the Assembly wanted to include the hospital in the rate break. Jay Stanton Greger tried unsuccessfully to make that change earlier this month, and he moved again to amend the ordinance to include the schools and hospital.
Struck me as a way that Power and Light will still be solvent and we can help somehow two of the key pieces of community infrastructure we have in the school and the hospital.
Stanton Greger thought Power and Light could sustain the reduced rate for those buildings without losing money. Mayor Mark Jensen has also opposed the rate break because the money paid into the electrical department has come from all Power and Light customers.
One thing we have to keep in mind why the electrical enterprise fund has this extra money is because we've raised rates higher than what they needed to be to keep them, you know, within their surplus budget that they needed years ago so they could move the Power and Light building out to Scow Bay. And 10 years ago or so when I got on the council, that was overturned, but we kept building up the money, and now we have that money. And if I'm not mistaken, that's how the excess money got there. So
the amendment to include the hospital in the rate break failed 4-2, with Stanton Greger and Eric Castro the only yes votes. The unchanged ordinance then passed 4-2, with Lynn and Jensen opposed. It still has one more reading before it takes effect. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.